bankrupt the sipyud, simchas sipyud. Im loyvish talis tokim ba'ochein yorav nekiyos, yil b'shenev b'loy brocho, kishe yitol yodav, mashmish b'tzitzit yivarach alav, o kishe yil b'shtalis acher yivarach alav, yichav en liftor gam ezeh, v'en zoch mashmish b'tzitzit yoshal harishon. The idea of mashmesh, then you don't have to be my mashmesh because it's over lasiyasim. He's wearing the talis. Let's say if I already took off my tefillin, then I realize I never said a bracha in advance. So that's a machlok. Is the Rambam and the Ur Zoruah, can you say a bracha lachar asiyasim? The Rambam says it's too late. Mashanasi karanasi. You can't say a bracha if they're no longer doing the mitzvah. And the Ur Zoruah disagrees. So that's a shaila how we pass in Yeridaya. But. Let's say he took up the tefillin anyway, it's an hour later. So you know, even the Oz of Ogris, he can't say a bracha then. But if he's still wearing the tefillin, he didn't say a bracha before he put on the tefillin, still wearing the tefillin. So that's Oy Velasi Asam. He's wearing the tefillin. So your mashmash, it should look better. It should look like it's Oy Velasi Asam, as if he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah. But if he's putting on, he put on the Talos Katan, Lord, Ein Yarab Nikiyos. He doesn't want to say a bracha then. So then he's going to say the bracha later when he puts on the talis gadol. So putting on the talis gadol, that's over lasiyasim. He doesn't have to be memashmish in the chutei atzitzis of the talis gadol. It is over lasiyasim. It's over lasiyasim of the putting on of the talis gadol. Yeah. What's your alafika mitzvah talis gadol lelobsho al bigodov yedei shetam yerehu v'yizkor ha-mitzvahs. He should see the tzitzis. Yeah. Chafei Chavav. Abigodov, yeah, then he quotes Chafei. Ubiksov him Isam, the Kispe Hari. The Tavaskot and Tachas Begodov, Tastira, Kazamagan Abraham, Akalpan, Sashira, Tzitzis, Mi Bachut. The beggar should be covered, and the tzitzis should be protruding. Loka Osam, Loki Enoch, Shetach Mosam Behaknof. Some people tuck in the Chutei Tzitzis. A pocket inside. In the corner you have another patch. In the corner of the talus, in the corner of the Abbas Cotton, Abbas Confess, so you have a little patch. So sometimes they make it in such a way that it's like a pocket. So some people tuck in the tzitzit so no one sees it. So he said, that's not right. If you go by the gun, they're going to laugh at you, they're going to make fun of you, so you don't have the tzitzit exposed. Come on, come. But when you say the bracha, more correct is a reason, my son. The pasuk you have to see at the end. What's your base? Yesh b'kam b'god shalab b'kam p'zkul chayav b'tzitzis meloshim kulam b'loy hepsik v'hoya daito b'tchil akulam lo yivarach ala bracha achas. If he puts on 10 arba kamfas, so he says only one bracha, it covers all 10, and he shouldn't be mafsik, be mafsik b'nei. But if he talks between the first baguette and the second baguette, tzoch levacha kol achas v'achas. Hu adin im lo hoya b'daitam t'chila akulam. He only had in mind to wear one arba kamfas, then he decides it's chilly, wants to wear another one, then he has to wear another bracha. Avikim mafsik b'nei, tzahis chadas. V'chein im poshat harishim, kodim shalol b'shashen, tzoch lachzor levorech. What if he took off the first one before he puts on the second one? So that's a hesach hadas. What do you mean he took off the first one? What does that mean? He's wearing the first one for an hour. Then takes it off and he puts on the second one. What does it mean? Let's see. Lamed Aleph in the Mishnah. V'chene poshar ha'achronim cholkim al ze usviru luhu da'hafshita lahavi hefsek l'kul yama ve'eino doyme. I don't know what the case is. What does it mean? He puts on a talis cotton with a brocha and he plans to change it in 5 hours, gonna stitch it. So that's covered with the brocha that he said on the first one. How can that be? Prima good. I don't know what he means here. I don't know what he means. He doesn't explain what he's talking about. Oh no. Let's see, what's if you give him? I don't know what that means. Rotsif Yudim Halabish Talaskatam Averchalov, Kishok, Besak Nesim Sat Batalzgod, Sark Averchalov. Say Bracha on the Talaskatam home. Then an hour later, when you go to Shul, you say Bracha on the Talaskatam, Tavicham Besak Nesis, Hashiva Hepsik. Yeah, sure, it's a walk, a few minutes. Of course, you have to say another Bracha. ואם מספר לבטוח בייסא, אם הוא ידעי, אתה מתחיל לגמ על התלס גודל, ולא היפסיק בינתיים בשיחה בדבר מאחר, ואין לסוח לחסור דבר. Okay. The broch on the talus cotton can cover the talus gudel, provided that there's no hesach hadas, and there's no hepsik. There's no hepsik in between. Okay. That I understand. Usually we say two different brochas. Say, al mitzvah tzitzit. Then you say, v'hizate bit tzitzit. But b'dyevet al mitzvah tzitzit is good for the talus gudel also. So b'dyevet, if you already said it, is good. Let's see, what's your dalit? In Pasha Talisa, I feel how you die to not so this had to come behind. So if Lebak Shach, so he sat there, boy. A person takes off his talis. Let's say somebody needs, someone's getting aliyah. The meaning is he wear a talis, I would cover that tziba. So I give him my talis, and he gives it back to me 3 minutes later when he finishes his aliyah. So it says in the Shulchan, I have to say another bracha. The Yeshem of the Ramot disagrees, unless it was a long pause. I said, all the seven people on Shabbat, nobody has a talus. So everybody borrows my talus and I get it back after half an hour. Half an hour, that's half soccer already. But if I get it back less than half an hour, so then the bracha, the fact that I took it off intending to put it back on, we followed Ashkenazim, followed the Ramot. Chabad says, if he took it off, even if you plan to put it back on right away, you say, "No, bracha." Yeshamer davki kishyish all of tablets gotten. Achin noagim. Why should that help? I don't know. What's lamet ches? What is lamet ches? Why should that make a difference? Where is lamet ches? I can't find it. The last line, Davki Kishanisha, Achroinim, Pasku, Kiyeshamim, Hazeh. Ah, Temaski, what the Hayeshamim, Hazeh? Lo Iri Rakish, Poshet Hatalis, Hoyo Bistoma, Lohain Amina, the Nisha, all of Talis Cotton, Adai, Lohisiach, Daita, Min Hamitsu, the Im Lav. And so it doesn't make sense. Mishnebura reinterpreted the Rama. It's not a din if he's wearing the talus cotton. Well, that's a separate mitzvah. Each beggar is a separate mitzvah. He says he wasn't thinking one way or the other. He took off the talus cotton. He wasn't thinking one way or the other. Was he going to put it back on or not? So Kozman, he still has on the talus cotton, and then later on puts on the talus cotton back again after a short period of time. So then it's considered as if he was not Mesech Das when the mitzvah tzitzis. He doesn't say another bracha. But if he had the fairish in mind when he took off the talus cotton, that he's going to put it on back again. I gave it to someone who needs aliyah. I don't have a talus cotton. I gave it to the guy who needs aliyah. Then I get it back. So he says, you don't say another bracha. It's only if he wasn't thinking one way or the other. So then, if still wearing a talis cotton, so we assume he has a mind possibly to continue with the mitzvah. Okay. What's in Tezvov? In Nofla Talisa, Shaloi bin Miskano, Chosem Misatib Tzorch Lebo. The whole talis fell off. Ushan Nofla Kula. Alunlan Nofla Kula, Afa Pisha Nofla Ruba, Enan Tzorch Lebo. If a rive of the talis fell off, but a part of it is still on his body, he puts it back on, he doesn't say a bracha, that's a hemshach. If the whole talus fell off, then you have to say a bracha. If you took it off intending to put it back on, that's a machlokes in Mechaber the Ramah in the previous sif. So the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. But here he's talking, it fell off. It fell off. So then you need, I think, unless you had in mind, I think if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Nevin Zalman, his Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, who says that since when we put on the talus in the morning, we have a mind to leave it until the end of Shachris. So even if Nofla, so when is the Shulchan Aruch talking about Nofla Talis, he's saying Lu Brocha, he's already finished davening Shachris. But if he didn't finish davening Shachris, when he put on the talus and he said a Brocha, he had a mind they cover the mitzvot tzitzis till he finishes davening. So then, even if naflo, he would not have to say the other bracha. Okay. So he just did away with sif tezvot. Absalom Zalm just did away with sif tezvot. Because we don't wear the tavis the whole day long. Shulchan Aruch is talking a case. Some people wear it all day long. So then, if it fell off, you need a new bracha. But if you only wear it while you're davening, and it fell off in the middle of the davening, that's considered as if you had a mind beferish to put it back on later. What's if tezayin? Halom b'talisa balai. The guy slept with his talis cutting on. Tzorch lebaruch ala baboker, afim lo poshtoi. Why tzorch lebaruch ala baboker? Because when he's sleeping, let's see. What does it say in Membeis? The Kaimelon la laila loves man sitzisu v'havi hefzik. Yesh cholkom azeh. Kim diksus yam chai v'apa laila. Das biktas ha-pask mekid l'kamon. Sofi brochas l'hokel. Mikoma kam nochen l'chav and lifter oiso b'talus gado. Yeah, that's a machlokes. What is him in machlokes? Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam. The Rosh, they call it. The Rosh usually says what Tosfos says. So the Rosh has this chiddush of Tosfos that exus laila is pata, pajamas are pata. But if we wear a talis by laila, you do say a bracha. We don't, because of the Rama. Rama holds that laila is pata from tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, when you wake up in the morning, you were sleeping with the talis katan. Wake up in the morning, say a new bracha on the talis katan, even though you're wearing it all night long. That's only according to the Rambam that laila loves man tzitzis. So you're not yotze any mitzvah at all by laila. There's no zero mitzvah. But we're choshesh v'shitas ha-tosfos that if we're wearing ksus yom ha-laila, then you are chayim tzitzis. Only pajamas are patur. So he was mekayim the mitzvah all night long, so then he should not say another bracha in the morning. One should say differently. One should say when he was sleeping, he was a la bar das. He wasn't yotze anything. When you're sleeping, you're not yotze any mitzvahs. Why does he only say for this reason? Because Laila loves matzah to say that when you're sleeping, you're not a bar chiyuva. Yeah, what if a guy takes a nap in the daytime? So the Mishnah Berurah says at the end of Sivkot Membeis, if he takes off his Arba Kamfas and he puts it on top of his body like a blanket, and then he wakes up, so then he doesn't say a new bracha when he wakes up. Because the whole time while he was sleeping, he was being behind the mitzvah. He was sleeping. He was not the bar chiyuva when he's sleeping. Chiddush. Shalom sha'achakach en soch bracha l'chuli alma. Why is l'chuli alma? For sure? I don't know. He was behind the mitzvah while he was sleeping. I thought we usually assume people are not making many mitzvahs when they're sleeping. Okay. What's the Ramah? The Chain Yasa Misha Lovish Talisa Kodim Sheyoyer Yeyer Hayom. Person puts on his talis too early in the morning before Mishiakir's Chaveray. Berichik Dalam, so he can't say a bracha then. So when it becomes, when later in the day, when it becomes Mashiach, so you should be b'mashmesh, and then you say the bracha, the sata b'tzitzit. That's what they do, those who daven at the early, early minyan. They put in the talis before the zman. So then they're b'mashmesh and the tzitzit, and they say the bracha after the zman comes. Once you design this kasa b'beg, you should chai b'tzitzit, later b'tzitzit, bitl mitzvah tzitzit. We wear an arbor kamfas, you wear a talis, and you don't have tzitzit on it, then you mevat l'mitzvah. Okay. What's Simon test? Eze begodim chayav mitzis, eze b'tuim. Ene chayav b'tzitzim ben atorot beged pishtam beged tzemer rechelem. Abo big day she'ar minim, other materials, cotton. Zone chayav mitzitzim ben derabon. That's machlik satanoi. The Ramah passes like the other sheet. Yishem, the kula chayav mederaisa, the hochi hilchasa. Machloek is whether a cotton beggar is chayv deraisa the rabban. Tzitzit shal pishtim, o shal tzemer rechelim. The strings. What material should the strings be made of? So the strings, if it's either tzemer or pishtim, poichem b'chol b'god, chol b'minei b'god. Even if the beggar is cotton, you can use chutim of tzema or chutim a pishtim. Chutz mishal pishtim of tzema, tzema shal pishtim, zman azar lechetchem, heshem shatan, kelayim. You're going to put in strings that are tzema and a beggar shal pishtim, it'll be shatnes. So if you have tcheles, so the tcheles string has to be tzema. So if the beggar is pishtim, the chutz is tzema, so then it says that bechalo yisese. So then it's mutter, but if you don't have tcheles, that's Epshilukam Shneim. So why do you have to put in a chutim shal? Why do you have to put in chutim shal tzem and a beggar shal pishtim? Put in chutim shal pishtim. So then you don't apply Esedech al-Ases because Epshilukam Shneim. What is our Moshev Yesham? And Shalol Aset Tzitzah Shal Pishtim Klal Afilu Bisharminim Vehachi Nohu. Why not? Yesham and Shalol Aset Tzitzah Shal Pishtim Klal afilu bishamin. Why not? If the Gemara says that it's good, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Hey, atam or tches. Atam, what's the reason? The yesh tzema shenira ke'ein meshi. Ah, v'yavar l'hatal bot tzitzit shal pishtan. Sheyizberu shehu meshi v'yir ke'layim. Sometimes the tzema looks like it's silk. So is he going to put in chutim shal pishtan and the begad shal tzema? And he won't realize that he's violating shatnez. So they made a new chumra, not to put in tzitzit shal pishtim and any beggar. Pizeh b'shaminim she'inon neshi, ish lati ish en tay macher, ma'in b'seisei, v'bach, v'taz, l'divreyim, ish lach m'kam b'shaminim, sh'asatak ish lis m'chal ha'makilim. It's a new chumra, yeah. It's a new chumra that the Rishonim came up with. Not to use tzitzit, chuti tzitzit shal pishtim. Can't cost Bel Yerab. I am the safe and my sir. Rab Shagroha Yagam Kain, Min Hamikilin Bozer. He didn't hold from us. Well, usually like to follow Dina the Gemara. He didn't hold from everything that they added on after the days of the Gemara. Strange Minhagim. What did that Tanoi make Xeris? Sure enough, enough Xeris. What do you have to make new Xeris? What is Gimel Sitze Shal Shaminim? There's a problem here. It says Chutim Shal Tzemer. Pater and every beggar, but that's only tzemer echelim. And there's a Gemara in Bchurvis, the Gemara says only tzemer echelim if it's a sheep, all the way back to Sheshis May Gracious. How do you know? How do you know? So in recent years, many places in the world, they go and breed, they hybrid sheep with other animals, or goats, I think, in order that the wool should be stronger. It should give off more wool, and it should be stronger. So then it's not called chutei tzemer. It has to be tzemer echelim all the way back till sheshes may bereshes. That's the issue with the tcheles also, b'zman hazeh. Even those who say they found tcheles, but the tcheles string has to be tzemer echelim all the way back to sheshes may bereshes. So how do you know? How do you know? Someone should have to check the DNA of the animal to find out if it's really Rachel all the way back. That's an issue. What's Sif Gimel? Tzitzit Shashaminim, Ein Apachim Mela Biminam. Let's say Meshi. Meshi, the beggar Meshi. Tzemegefen is cotton. So cotton strings are good for a cotton beggar. And silk strings are good for a silk beggar. Avashalot Biminam, Ein Apachim. I'm going to use silk strings and a beggar shall cotton. A cotton strings and a beggar shell silk, you're not yet. You gotta be careful about that. What is his name? Hito betalo shal shamina, tzas tzitzias minino, tzas mitzemer, oh, pishtim, yeshlu, he's tapek, but he's not sure. He's not sure what the din is. So I thought we paskin two and two is good, you're dalit. Kien kan min akana, kheng dinim tasmachaimba. I'm Ratzachayim. Oh, Ratzachayim is the Malbim. Shekosa, the Yemoisa, Shnei Chutim. Two and two is good. Shabbadam. Yeah. The Ratzachayim assumes that how many strings of Chelus do you have? So the Rambam holds one out of eight. The Rabbi holds one out of four. One long string has to be Chelus. And Rashi and Tosfos on the Gemara Perakat Chelus hold two and two. So the Malbim paskins la'alacha like the Rashi and Tosfos. He said that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. You have two and two. So he says they're two units, two and two. So you can have one of them can be wool. Let's say it's a cotton beggar. So you're going to have two strings of cotton and two strings of wool. That's acceptable because they're two units. You can't have three and one. Three and one is Yeshlu his topic. But if we're going to have two and two, so the Malbim writes Aitzachim, he thinks that's okay. Yeah, what's if hey? Yesham this the Ramam Shechisoch Lasa Tzitz mit Tzeva HaTavis. I'm a doctor, can go again. Let's say you're wearing a green beged, a green Shalom Kalbach used to wear. Psychedelic patches on his talis. All different colors. So Shulchan Aruch said you shouldn't do that. You should wear white for two reasons. Why? Because in Sefer Daniel, he had a vision of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and he was wearing a white talis. So we should wear a white talis like in the vision in Daniel. It should be white. And the other reason is because if not, it's going to be a machlokes because the Rambam and the other Rishonim, whether you have to make the strings the same color as the beged. So the Rambam says whatever color the beged is, that's what color the strings have to be. And the others disagree. Ashkenazim ain't no lasat tzitzis rak levanim. Apibgodim tzivu and the ain't lashanis. But that's why you should wear a white beged, not to get involved in this machlokes. Okay, I gotta run. Okay, we'll stop here.